We are inching closer and closer to the playoffs for your Cleveland Guardians, coming off a three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox over the first 3 days of this week. Now you've got back-to-back four-game series at home, and it should be an exciting time, especially with these four games against Minnesota coming up. But first, our good friend Brian Anderson and company come up to Cleveland as Tampa Bay takes on the Guardians for the next 4 days. Williams, Bybee, Cantillo, Lively. Next four games. So, and then Minnesota right after that. It'll be, you know, a series during the week. But, man, I'm expecting fans to come out in full force to watch the Guardians take on Minnesota in crucial games in the AL Central. And then after that, just one more trip on the road for the Guardians. Just one more little trip to St. Louis. And then back home to finish out the season against those hated rivals, the Cincinnati Reds, and then those cheaters, the Houston Astros, and the rest of the year for the Guardians. Season's almost over. I can't believe how fast this has flown by.
It did go, didn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I look at this last week. This trip that they just took was very successful. You take two in Kansas City.
Yep.
You take one in Los Angeles because that's all you really needed to do, knowing what the last
nine,
six
baby.
Games. Yeah. So then. And then you take the last three from Chicago and just, I mean, I don't know. Man. I hope Grady Sizemore gets a chance to keep that job there. And I was listening to Rick and Matt talk about it. And, you know, I thought Matt did a really nice job sizing up, you know, who Grady is. And just for a little bit, I was like, yeah, you're dead on right there with Matt talking about how Grady should get the job there. But he had also said that Chicago is looking for a current manager or a manager who has, you know, MLB experience already. So I hope Grady gets a shot. I really do, because I don't know. I think there's something really, really good about him. And, you know, especially when it comes to
always liked him here.
Consistency of playing the game, level-headed, didn't take any guff from anybody, but yet you knew where he stood in the clubhouse when he was here. I thought it was really cool when you saw the White Sox guys wearing the T-shirts of Grady. I don't know. Did you see that picture? That was pretty cool.
Missed that one.
Yeah,
that was Grady's Ladies.
No, it wasn't Grady's Ladies. I forgot about them.
Okay,
remember them?
Yeah.
No, it was a picture of Grady in an Indians uniform, then Indians uniform.
Nice
on the front. So I know we're done with Chicago for the year, and I hope Grady Sizemore gets the opportunity.
Grady was one of those guys who you thought. I mean, he had a really nice career, and obviously had some issues injury wise, but and I almost one that got away. You know. Like, you know how Chris Rose mentioned Eric Metcalf?
Mm-hmm.
Eric was terrific. But you always thought, man, if they could have used him a little bit more, then it could have even been a bigger weapon. I always felt the same way about Grady. Not that they – just that, boy, this career could have been even better than it was.
Yeah, I just – from a player standpoint, I mean, he's just really an incredible athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board. I mean, he could have done more than baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But then just as a person, like, he's the guy you want to be friends with. Like, he was always level-headed. Never, ever, I never once can remember him having an attitude about anything, right? I don't know. I don't know, intimidating isn't a word I want to use, but I think if you were playing against him, he's the guy you want, let me say this, he's the guy you want on your team. So I hope Grady has the opportunity to manage after we just watched the Guardians play the White Sox. And, you know, big games, man. They scored more than five runs in all those games. You had a shutout in there, too. And now you come back and you've got Tampa and you've got Minnesota. And, you know, one of the questions we wrote down when we were talking about the Guardians is Lane Thomas. I mean, do we owe this guy an apology? I mean, he's been on fire. He's had hits in 13 of his last 17 games.
I don't think we owe him an apology because all we ever said was, man, please start hitting. That's... Andy, I'm so glad for him. Again, I don't know the guy. He came here. He was eager to get here, try and help this team. He was pumped. And, man, he was just not hitting when he got here. I think he bottomed out at 111 as a member of the Guardians. And credit to Stephen Vogt. Credit to the staff. Obviously, they were able to show enough faith in him that his confidence didn't get trashed completely. And he's been able to hit. Good for him. Good for the team. Think about it now. You had three big acquisitions at the trade deadline, right? Roughly. And I say that including Matthew Boyd in that. Matthew Boyd has worked. That's worked out well. Congratulations. You got a guy in the rotation. So you found one. Alex Cobb sure looks like it'll work if he can make sure he's healthy, And hard to say Lane Thomas isn't working now, isn't it?
No, he's definitely working now. Yep. It's fun to watch him too. It's nice to see some production for the middle of the lineup.
It's nice to see some production from the outfield again.
Yeah, that's
Steven
a good point.
Kwan, you know, had such a great first half, and it hasn't been the same in the second. John Kenzie Noel has added some real pop. All of a sudden, Andy, I think you have three guys in the outfield who you think, oh, yeah, we're good. And when's the last time this team has felt that way? Right now. Yep, you're good.
It's a good point. I kind of like where we are right now. I like the fact that, you know, you're sitting here, the playoffs are, they're dead ahead, right? They're dead ahead. And you know that's going to happen. Also, I was listening to Hammy yesterday, and he was laying out, and I probably could have looked this up myself, but Hammy was laying out the playoffs on the American League side and talking about how, you know, how dominant the bullpen has been for the Guardians this year, that, you know, the advantage for the Guardians, I don't know if it was if they won the Central, and I think that was the way it plays out. If they win the Central, they play, and then it's an off day, and then they play, and then it's a travel off day. So it lines up great for a team that has a strong bullpen if you need to use your bullpen in the playoffs, that first round of the playoffs. So, I mean, there's a lot of optimistic things that are kind of just sitting there for the Guardians as they, you know, push forward. And I'm really kind of looking forward to this this series against the Twins, because I just think that's, you know, that could be a good opportunity for them to. I'm trying to do the math on the magic number stuff there and trying to figure out as early as they could clinch or eliminate teams and do stuff like that, because I do think it's fun to scoreboard watch too.
Lane Thomas, Andy, has more hits in September in 37 at-bats than he had in August in 77 at-bats. Hitting .405 in September. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm looking at the magic numbers, and I just...
What, 14? Is that what it is? 13?
Trying to figure it out here, because I'm looking at a playoffstatus.com, and it also factors in whether you control your destiny or not. And like, they don't control me to be the divisional winner, first place. So they need help with that. But second place, 12 is the magic number to be second place in the division. So
for our team to be second place in the division,
looking at the magic number, yeah,
I would think they completely control their own destiny.
No, they do. No, it's 12. Yeah, okay. The magic number for second is 12.
I would think the magic number for first is like 12, isn't it?
The Yankees have a magic number.
Oh, you meant in the league. You said
league.
Division.
Well, the way they lay it out on playoffstatus.com is they call it divisional winner. That's the only reason why I've said that. So to be in first place in the American League, the Yankees are the only one that they don't control their own destiny. 16 games there. To take second place, it's 12. For the Guardians and that. And then to make the playoffs, I think it's to make the playoffs, it's 7. So they're 7 games away from making the playoffs. Combined wins and losses, the way you look at it, that's for a wild card spot. So those numbers are all right there. You look excited.
October,
look at this.
Baseball, baby.
Jeff Phelps is pumped.
Here we go.
Jeff is excited about that. I can't remember this time.
The longer the season went on, the more it was going to become a major disappointment if they didn't make the playoffs. You know, early on, we just thought, what a great start. Way to go, a little engine that could. And then the more we got into this season, the more you just thought, okay, can this last? Is this sustainable? And the longer they went, the more it was like, they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. And the more the idea of a collapse and not making the playoffs would have really crushed everybody. We don't have to worry about that now. They're going. That's awesome.
All right, so let me ask you this question. We'll come back and answer it. 216-474-0092. We laid out the numbers. We laid out what's left for this team. Maybe we owe some apologies left along the line here. I don't know. Who should we be apologizing to for the Guardians for where they're at? I might make Menegan be under the heat lamp for that one, because he might have to apologize to some people.
Well,
but
to Matthew Boyd.
Well, that's true. Let me say this, though. What will be a successful season for the
Yeah, he did, actually.
Oh, you may have to do it again next segment. What What will be a successful season for the Guardians from this point on? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. The Guardians have Tampa for the next four here at home, and then Minnesota right after that. So they are home until September 19th, so the 12th through the 19th. And first pitch tonight, a game that's on Fox, 7:15 p.m. 7:15 p.m. tonight as the Guardians try to go down this stretch run and try to figure it out. So I was talking about magic numbers before, and then I do want to ask you this at 216-474-0092. What's a successful season for the Guardians now at this point? What's successful? I'm going to ask you that in a second. I do have a question for both of you quickly. Dan Megan also here.
Good.
And as I was going through the magic numbers, pepperoni. I was trying to explain them to you in because there's a couple different ways to look at it. Like everyone will say 12, okay? 12 is probably the magic number that most people look at right now. That wins the Central for you. That makes you the second best team in the American League. 16 is what the Yankees number is to be the number one team in the American League, and the Guardians don't control their own destiny on that. So just hang on to that. So that's 16 if you want to be the top team, 12 if you want to be the number two team. And that would also mean that 12 also coincides with winning the Central. To get in the playoffs, though, the magic number is 7. That would be the sixth seed in the playoffs. So 7 is the magic number, okay, to get in the playoffs.
Okay.
12 to win the Central. My question for you, when do you pop the champagne? When you get in the playoffs, or do you roll the dice and wait till you win the Central? And I don't even know if it's rolling the dice.
Get in.
When do you pop the champagne?
Get in.
Dan?
Get in.
Get in. So 7, yep. Right? That's what you should be looking
that's
at.
That's the winner, 7. Yep.
Okay. I was just curious.
Get in.
And in
that's,
a one-game
goal, get into the playoffs.
In a one-game playoff, should you pop champagne after one game playoff, even though we don't have that anymore? That used to drive me nuts.
What difference does it make?
I don't know. You win a one game playoff and you're popping champagne after that.
Was so successful, it's gone.
Well, you guys didn't believe that it was a playoff game. You were like, it was just an extra game. I used to argue with somebody in here about that all the time.
No, I'd be like, I think no, it's you
a
were
I always
one,
thought it was a playoff game and it should be counted as a playoff game.
We were the same. No. I was all about it doesn't matter. If it's one game, that's what the series is. If it's three games.
Revisionist memory over there.
No way.
Yeah, I think it was the other way around. He played more than 162, therefore it's the playoffs.
It's a playoff.
Yes! Wait a second. I know we had this conversation somewhere in our 13 years of this show. And I said it's winning a playoff series, even if it was just one game. It's the playoffs. You should say, we made the playoffs. If you lost in that one game wild card series, they're like, oh, you didn't really make the playoffs. No, you 100% made the playoffs. You played past 162. Now you're saying all three of us are in agreement on that?
You didn't make the playoffs, but you played postseason baseball, if that makes sense. You got to get into a playoff series.
If you made it to, that was a series. You just said you would pop champagne after a one game win, right?
No, I didn't say that. I said I would pop champagne for getting in now.
Yeah, forget about now because now it's right. Now I can live with everything. My point was,
Andy,
you made the playoffs.
Andy,
if you made that,
I thought
no,
we weren't going to look back.
I'm not looking back.
Well, or was that just football?
No, it's football. Turn the page Tuesday.
There we go.
All right. Then answer my other question for me, my friends. Now that you suddenly agree with me on the other one, first time in the history of 13 years of the show. What are the expectations for the Guardians now? What is a successful season from this point?
You're not going to like this at all.
Oh, I know I'm not.
It already is. It already is. Anything from here is gravy. If you get knocked out in your first playoff series, hey, great season, guys. You win one, even better. You go deep, oh my goodness. It's already a successful season. The entire organization should be commended.
Okay, I'm commending you. Great job. It has been a great season. They have exceeded expectations to this point.
Agreed.
I will be bummed out if they don't at least look competitive in the first round. That will bum me out. Well,
why would you think they wouldn't? And I'm.
It happens. It happens in baseball. Bigger than the moment. You get to the postseason, and all of a sudden, young guys are like, their eyes are wide open. Like the ballpark doesn't look like the same ballpark it has all year.
Okay.
And so
I don't expect that to happen.
I expect them to be competitive in the first series anyway. I think they could be competitive all the way through, no matter if they you know, to make it out of the first round.
If their bats, if what we've seen lately out of the bats continues, and if the starting pitching that has looked pretty good, Matthew Boyd.
It just feels settled.
Tanner Bibee.
Yeah.
If Gavin Williams can go out tonight and right the wrong that was his last start, yikes, that'll help. I don't think you'll have confidence in Gavin the entire time, though, just basically knowing that he's been up and down and coming back from his injury has not been a consistent force. Sometimes he's looked incredible, though. That doesn't mean I wouldn't put him out there in a playoff game, but I would. I think they're capable of a lot of things, especially with that bullpen, man.
I agree. I just think once you get there, anything can happen.
Yes.
It really can, especially absolutely. In baseball more than any other sport.
Absolutely.
Though. Yeah.
That's why they play so many games to figure out who the best team is. I mean, if you played even a 30-game season, Andy, like if they started right now and played a 15-game season, okay, just 15 games,
okay,
maybe the White Sox win the division. You know, over the next 15 games, perhaps the White Sox would have the best record, but that's not indicative of, you know, the way the teams are, and that's why anything can happen in a short series.
Dan, what are the expectations for you?
I mean, at this point, I'm pretty happy. I'm kind of what Jeff is. I'm kind of happy with where it is, but I think my expectation after that is exactly what you laid out. Man, just be competitive. Don't get your doors blown off. Don't show up and have the offense completely fall asleep. I don't think it'll happen because I think the pitching staff is going to keep them into every playoff series. And the fact that the pen is as good as it is, and the fact that you got a couple of starters who are not used to going deep into games that you can kind of compound together. Did you guys see, actually, that they're bringing Tristan McKenzie out of the pen down in AAA?
Good idea.
And he's been pitching pretty darn well coming out of the pen for about two innings.
Guys
might be onto something there.
Guys don't want to do that because, with rare exception, those guys don't make the big bucks. But making pretty big bucks is a lot better than having to go to Korea.
You know what feels good, too? Playoff shares, you're on the roster.
Well, and especially, and I know nobody wants to hear about this one, but especially after what you've been reading about what's happening with Diamond Sports Group and the NBA and what's starting to happen with Diamond Sports Group and MLB, it sounds like they're all going to be taking less money again. So, let's see. The NBA already announced they're taking less money for all the regional broadcast networks. So, a.k.a. money that your baseball team would use to bring in free agents. So, yeah, get those playoff shares. Get as deep as you can.
I was reading this morning about Prime, who has tonight's Thursday Night Football, right? And how they're getting into stuff. And the option of maybe seeing the regional baseball, basketball, hockey platform maybe move into that world more so. And I think
and
you kind of see
it. Pay like $20 a month to stream it, well, I saw.
Yeah, it is fascinating to look at ESPN3. Right, and you go on ESPN3 and you see how many games are there. I mean, like during college baseball, college softball. I don't. You know what's great? Like, and I know this is really Andy Baskin type, but during the Olympics, to be able to watch everything track and field individual.
Yeah,
like every event had its own channel.
That's cool.
And by the way, Thursday Night Football tonight. You know they're enhancing it again. Where you can have an alternate stream where you can basically see the all-22 during the game. And they touched on that last year. Did they do it every year?
Little bit of news before we get that far. Browns have placed cornerback Miles Harden on injured reserve. So another defender heading to injured reserve. He was a seventh-round pick this year. The team has signed linebacker Michael Barrett to the practice squad as well.
Beat up.
They are beat up. Oh, this isn't a good way to start week two. The good thing is, Juan Thornhill's the only starter, though, that went on the IR this week, right? Pretty sure. So, I mean,
Hurst as well, depending on how you want to look at Maurice Hurst.
He plays a lot.
Yeah, I know he plays a lot.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a matter of perspective.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know. They got to come back. It's next man up. It doesn't matter. I just think, and Njoku is the other one, sorry. So one on defense, one on offense.
Well, Njoku not on the IR. He's just out
week to week
with the
off
ankle
this
injury.
Week. Yeah. Correct, yeah. correct. Sorry. Yeah. Well, at least they can get Njoku back within 3 weeks because once you put a guy on there, you're automatic for four. And then the other good news was that Kevin said the other day that none of those guys that were put on the IR are out for the season.
Correct.
So that was a good thing moving forward. All right, let's come back. I do want to talk a little bit more about the Guardians. I want to ask you that question again. What will a successful season for the Guardians be from this point on? What will it be? I'm asking you that, and you can answer that question at 216-474-0092.